Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, welcome, my friend, to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan, and I am pretty excited today because I'm bringing you something a little bit different. Now, I was sitting down just a couple of hours ago with my good friend, Alison McWhirter. We're actually planning and busy planning our workshops that we're doing in Sydney, Sunshine Coast, and Melbourne. And there was we were recording each other, talking to each other, just in case anything interesting came up. And there was this snippet where I was telling her about some early training that I did, because for me, workshops has been something that, you know, has really been helpful throughout my career. But in the very start of my career, and this was in the year 2000, I actually went and attended a number of workshops with different photographers. And I think from memory, they were all wedding photographers, but for some reason, going to their workshops, I was going to photograph nude models. I don't know. But anyway, I ended up in year 2000, I ended up on three different nude shoots. But this was a story that happened on one particular nude shoot that I was doing. Now, it's not a long story. It's only a little bit of a snippet, but I just really thought that this would be something interesting to share with you. Now, please excuse the audio. The audio is very bad because it was recorded on my iPhone. But nonetheless, I just thought this was a great story to bring to you. And I hope you enjoy this one. Back in my early days, I rocked up to a beach one morning to learn from a photographer. It was a beach shoot, and he just rocked up with him and this other and a girl. She was the model for the shoot, and she was in a robe. I don't know that I knew I was turning up for a nude shoot, if I'm really honest. I don't remember that, but it was me and I'm gonna say maybe 25 other photographers. And I just remember at one stage so this girl stripped off, and it was like her rolling around on the beach at 4 o'clock in the morning. And coincidentally, it was June, it was Sydney, it was like sunrise, so it was freezing cold, but it was like sub-zero, like ridiculously cold temperatures. And so at one stage during the photo shoot, she's got like sand in her hair, she's rolling around on the beach, and he just turns around and he's going to teach her something. But the whole time he was teaching something, I just couldn't take my eyes off this poor girl. She's literally sitting there like I would even say she was like maybe 18, 19. And she's sitting there on her knees on the beach, and she's just like freezing like this. And so I couldn't help myself. I was like, I'm kind of like, you know, when you're sitting there, and I was like darting my eyes between him and the rest of the photographers. And most of the photographers there were men on the day too. So it made me feel really uncomfortable. So I just whipped off my big puffer jacket, went up, and I just wrapped it around her. And he did go on, if I would say, like for another 10 minutes. So she probably was going to be sitting there for 10 minutes, sitting there freezing and uncomfortable and chattering her teeth and all the things. And no one else was looking at her. And I was like, oh my God, this is not cool. So then like after the photo shoot, we were walking back to the cars. She had the robe on now at this stage, but she was just so grateful. And she was like, thank you so much. She goes, I was really starting to feel uncomfortable. And I was like, I could tell. And we got on really well. We bantered and stuff like that. But the biggest thing that really like shot out for me about that workshop, and the biggest takeaway for me, was that the valuable lesson was to like treat people like people. You know, they're not subjects on your photo shoot days. And I mean, I went there to learn something from this guy, posing, lighting, camera settings and all of that. But the thing that I came away from was so unexpected. It was the thing that I would never have thought that I was going in to learn. And that was that valuable lesson that has stayed with me to today about treating people like human beings on photo shoots, not subjects, and making sure that you're managing their feelings, their emotions, making them comfortable, making them feel good. And to me, that that byproduct of that workshop was so much more valuable than anything else I could have learned. And I really do think that it's going to these sorts of workshops that you get those sorts of experiences that you just can't get in an online learning environment. Now, of course, I sell online courses. I sell people being able to watch behind the scenes on photo shoots with me. And yet I still think that there's an element of learning that can be done in person that's just invaluable. You know, like with all of the things that we invest in ourselves, I just think that that in-person experience, when you are a tactile business operator, when you're a service-based business, I think in-person is unparalleled learning.
Well, there you have it. Nice, quick, concise little story, quite shorter than what Paula normally produces for you guys in podcast land. But I hope, you know, really, I hope that this might encourage you to try and connect, you know, try and find people that you can learn from in person. Because honestly, as I said in that little snippet, it's oftentimes those little byproducts that come out of things that you don't expect when you're going in that are the nuggets that you take with you for the rest of your career. And if you can, I think in this post-pandemic world, we've all sort of, you know, retreated a little bit and we're sort of living in our caves and working on our computers and maybe not necessarily going out there and connecting and learning in person like we used to in the old school days. So if you can, I just want to encourage you maybe to like step out of your comfort zone, look around a little bit and see if there's some people that you can learn from, because yeah, there's, you know, so much juice that can be gained from being in the room as opposed to watching on the screen. Now, my friend, if you are keen and interested and you'd love to learn, we are going on tour, as I said at the start of this episode. We are going to Sunshine Coast, Sydney and Melbourne. At this stage, there is only one spot left at the time of recording for the Sunshine Coast. And I think there might be just a couple of handfuls for Sydney and for Melbourne. Sydney people, if you're around, we have a really gorgeous three-bird styled home, if you know who they are. It's amazing. So if you want to come and join us, please don't miss this opportunity. I've got to pop the links for that in the show notes. But if you can, if you're in other parts of the world and you can get to go and work and learn in person with people and you can play and you can create and you can learn from the other photographers in the room, I hope that this has inspired you to do so, because as I said, this has definitely been one of the best ways that I've learned in my career. All right, my friend, I will look forward to connecting with you next week.